The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. Enjoy the best of summer for less with our new Let's Eat range in store now.
With you till 2 as always. Now, it's not often, we had Noel Gallagher a few months ago, we had people like that in before, but when you get a big superstar into the building, you get a lot of people out in the control room, a lot of people dress up. I wore my fancy check shirt today, Carl. Can we get that on Periscope? I'm looking
very nicely coordinated.
I only bought it this morning, especially for superstar herself, Carly Rae Jepsen's in the house, everybody!
Hello.
How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
So, have you been to Ireland before, or is this like your 49th time being around the world into Ireland?
You know, I think that this is probably my first time. My second time. Okay, see, this the first time that I came here, apparently I was traveling fast. So this is my first real time. And I'm happy to say I get a day off here.
I know, we were just talking about that off air because we were thinking, when you've got one day in Ireland and you're probably going to be obviously in Dublin, what do you do? So we were saying, you've got to go and get a Guinness.
Yes.
So you're going to the Gravity Bar, the Guinness Storehouse. You're a bit of a fan of whiskey as well, I believe.
I want whiskey and a castle. That's on my to-do list for tomorrow.
Hey. Whiskey, Annika. Do you want the whiskey in the castle?
Or is that you just topped my expectations. I want my whiskey
in a castle.
On top of the castle.
On a throne.
Yeah.
You can throw your hair down like Rapunzel.
Yeah. I also add an Irish boy just to talk to us as our tour guide?
Like I can lend you Nikki if that's any use to you.
It has to be after 2 tomorrow, I'm afraid, if that's okay. We'll sort it out. So you've had the most amazing couple of years, haven't you?
It's been pretty incredible, yeah.
So Call Me Maybe. Let's start with that one because I have twin boys, Rocco and Jay, and they started school 2 years ago. And Call Me Maybe was obviously a massive hit, just came out at that point. And every morning in the car, it was like, Daddy, Call Me Maybe, Daddy, Call Me. So we literally sang that song. So forever, that song is me and my wife relating to sending our kids off to school.
Aww.
So thank you, Carly, for that. Tell me a bit about the song. Where were you when you wrote it?
I wrote it with 2 of my Canadian buddies. Actually, Tavish Crowe is here today with us, my guitarist and friend. And also Josh Ramsey, who I toured Canada with multiple times. And it was just one of those songs. We wrote tons of songs together, but that was the one that seemed to hit and none of us expected it, but it was a lovely surprise.
And did you know when you write that, okay, this is the one that's standing out, or is it in time? Because, you know, you lose objectivity, if you know what I mean. And after a while, was it still coming back to that one, everyone saying, that's the one, Carly?
Actually, I'm constantly teased for being the person who has the opposite of radio ears, because we had 2 songs at the time that were contending for the first single, one called Curiosity and the other called Call Me Maybe. My brother and me were passionate. We're both very close about music. We were passionate that it should be Curiosity. But every single person that we played this for would just start dancing to Call Me Maybe. So finally I was like, proof's in the pudding. I've got to go with this. There's just too much proof. So I put it out despite my gut, and I'm so glad I was wrong.
It's incredible. And as well as that, then when you have a song like that, when you go for the second single, there must be even more pressure because the first one has been so massive that you're kind of like, what am I going to do now? Everyone's going to go, oh, it's not as good as the last song. But yeah, no fear there.
It was tricky. I mean, it was like a wonderful problem, but we kept on being like, okay, let's put out the second single. And they were still playing Call Me Maybe. They were like, all right, third single. And we were like, this is a wonderful gift. But also, yeah, it started to become like this kind of monster of a tune. And it is a little paralyzing after that. I think that's kind of why it was important to me to just like chill for a second and not come rushing in with the next thing. And that's why I took 2 years
to go to the next one. You know, but we're playing I Really Like You, which is a great song.
Thank you.
As well. But when I heard you were coming in, first thing I asked was, she going to do Call Me Maybe?
And you said, I said, I'm sure she will. And you went, she might not want it.
Yeah,
it could be that song that she says, no, I'm not singing it. So I Really Like You Anyway, which is the song that we're playing at the moment. Tom Hanks lip syncing in the video. And his idea, apparently. Is that true?
Not quite his idea, but he did.
But he did do it.
He did offer. We kind of, not pitched it to him, but we told him about the idea. My manager, Scooter, did. Not to ask him to be in it, but just because we thought it was a funny story. We were looking for a male lead of sorts to sing the song instead of me. And he was like, hey, well, why didn't you ask me? I'd love to do it.
Brilliant.
That was kind of wonderfully that.
You came 3rd in Canadian Idol, didn't you?
Yeah.
How? How was it only 3rd? Why didn't you win Canadian Idol? What's going on?
Well, thank you. It's kind of a blessing, I think. A blessing in disguise at the time.
So who did win that year?
Brian Mello.
Okay.
Very talented guy.
What's he doing now?
I haven't stayed in touch.
Okay.
But I'm sure he's still doing music. And if not, it would be a shame because he's a great writer on top of a singer.
Right.
It was one of those contracts where you read it and you're just like, how is this a prize? case. I feel like I would be kind of going to jail for a very long time. I know. If I signed this thing. But I still wanted to win. I am competitive by nature. So it was disappointing to go third. But in hindsight, it was a great thing.
650 million views on YouTube for Call Me Maybe, Jenny, just so you know. Mm-hmm. Have you been one of those?
I have actually been one of those. Look, who wasn't? It was the song that just took over that everybody was talking about.
Grammy nominated as well, Carly. Is that something that you want to obviously add to your list to win a Grammy? Would that be the ultimate?
I mean, that would be fantastic. Being nominated alone was pretty fantastic. I can remember finding out in my kitchen while I was making pasta, and I did a dance with the spoon and totally forgot about what I was cooking, and there was just a big disaster. But that was enough to me, to be honest.
Amazing. Anybody that you'd like to work with coming up, you know, at the moment? Is there anyone on a kind of a wish list that you have? Other than Nicky Byrne, obviously.
Obviously, down the road. We've only just met. Give us a second.
Yeah, okay,
I haven't played her my stuff yet.
No.
I'm sure she was a Westlife fan back in the day.
Of course she was.
Obviously. And I think that I'm kind of on an 80s kick. The album's very 80s, so I think I would probably want to go back to, like, Prince and a little bit of, like, I don't know, Madonna would be really rad, Cyndi Lauper. I'd love to collaborate with any of them. Just to write with them would be so cool.
Cyndi Lauper would be an amazing one.
Yeah, I think so.
Brilliant.
In your boy, like you say, Van Morrison is one of your influences.
Yes, I have.
Which would be your favourite Van song?
You going to play her one?
Yeah, I have it lined up here. Sorry, Kat, we were going to play your medley that you're going to do for us now in a second. We'll go with Van for it. Now, what type of songs would you... Or also Bruce Springsteen as well. You like Bruce as well, don't
you? Yeah, I grew up very folky influences. So I think probably my top two Van Morrison songs would be Into the Mystic and Moondance.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And touring-wise, what's planned for you now next year?
If I get my wicked way, we're going to do a bunch of summer festivals this summer. That's already kind of lined up. And I'm trying to plan a tour for the fall.
Okay, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Ireland will be on that, I'm sure.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Has to be.
Right, you're going to do a couple of songs for us now. Medley, talk us through what's in the medley that you're planning from all your hits. Please tell me Call Me Maybe's in there.
Yes, Call Me Maybe is in there.
There you go.
Yes.
I knew it. Now, it might only be a line, Nikki. Just
doesn't matter. I can play that to my kids and say, look, she did that line for
did
you.
That.
I did. Is it Jay and Rocco?
Jay and Rocco, yeah.
Oh, well done.
There you go, name check.
You're like number one dad now tonight for that.
Jay and Rocco, this one's for you. We've got a little bit of Kiss, a little bit of Tonight I'm Getting Over You, and last but not least, Call Me Maybe.
Right, okay, let's hear it. Let's do it. Carly Rae Jepsen, here is her performing her medley. My favourite one, Call Me Maybe. Sounding good, Carly, well done.
Thank you.
We got a text in that says, I saw Carly Rae Jepsen in Cinderella Broadway musical and I loved it.
Aw, that means so much to me.
It's from an anonymous texter, Jenny. I don't have a name to say hello to her.
No name on that one.
But my wife did text her and said, Memories of Our Baby's Song.
We're
there you go.
We're going to have to play that for Jane Rocco later on tonight.
Yeah, we'll play the podcast.
It's brilliant to have you in with us, Carly. And what's next? Where are you off to now, straight after you leave us?
Well, after my day off in Dublin, I'm going to Paris, actually.
Lovely.
Yes, and then Madrid, and then the UK. Yeah, we're just bouncing things right now.
Okay, so anybody across Europe will no doubt bump into you over the coming weeks.
Yes, hopefully. Come say hi.
Absolutely, brilliant.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, Carly Rae Jepsen!
Now, you are going to stick around for us, and now you're going to play us out with your new single just before 2 o'clock, so we'll have that for everybody later on.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for popping in.